Well, going to Cromer for the day or taking a stroll out of doors isn't possible for everyone just at the moment, and neither is taking a bus. But for one bus enthusiast, lockdown has presented an opportunity to relive his teenage passion for, yes, you guessed it, buses. Here's David Clayton to tell us about his friend Dick Hunt.
I called a friend to wish him happy birthday, as at the time we were all in lockdown and couldn't get together. After the customary, how are you, came the customary, what are you doing with yourself? I'm sorting out life's wardrobe, he explained. A perfect description of what many of us have been up to, because we've all kept too much stuff in attics, lofts, cupboards and drawers. In doing so, he'd reacquainted himself with a unique collection of photographs he'd taken as a teenager. Dick Hunt from Thorpe had taken a boyhood liking to buses for no obvious reason he can recall. He just remembers being fascinated by a badge on a bus radiator he saw while on a trip to Great Yarmouth with his family. He was 6 years old. It must have triggered something, he says. Dick is part of the generation who grew up in a family who couldn't initially afford a car, so the only option for getting about was on a bus. Whilst my dad had a car, because he was a sales rep in the northeast of England where we lived back then, the car and him were away all day, so I took lots of trips on buses with my mother and recall the excitement of the 73 red United bus rounding the corner towards the bus stop. Dick was no different, with his own memories. Mum and I would catch the 92 on Whitard Road to go up the city. Despite the Heartsease estate being on the east side of Norwich and the trip towards the city centre from anywhere around there going down into Norwich, the common parlance was always, you went up the city. If we went visiting relatives, we'd have to change buses at the Thorpe Railway Station terminus, recalls Dick. Well, cast your minds back, everyone, because before the many reconfigurations of Norwich's station forecourt, it was where buses stopped, parked up and changed over crews. A fascinating place for a burgeoning bus spotter. A bus just isn't a bus. There are different types, even though to the uninitiated they look pretty much the same. There were high-bridge Bristol double-deckers, which, as their name suggests, were taller than low-bridge double-deckers. The low-bridge buses had a low ceiling above the right-hand row of seats downstairs to accommodate a sunken walkway upstairs. Mind your head signs were everywhere. Dick noticed this and many other quirks. His mother avoided the top deck because of the smokers. He had his favourite seat. If it was free, I'd sit at the front looking out over the bonnet and mudguard. I was always fascinated how it all moved different to the body. Near where Dick lived, he and a friend spotted a dark blue double-decker on the Canary Pub car park with the name Taylor Woodrow written on the side. No one was around and it had a canvas door covering the platform. The bus was a magnet to us. It didn't take much to squeeze through and explore the bus, so we did. Well, this was almost certainly a contractor's bus taking workmen to various construction sites around the area. Fortunately, Dick's parents spotted his fascination with public transport and bought him the Buses Annual 1966 for Christmas. Then later, he was treated to his first camera. Nothing expensive or sophisticated, but he set about taking pictures of buses in and around Norwich, something very few people bothered to do. Buses were mundane and plentiful on our busy streets, and we barely gave them a second glance. A true bus spotter will make a beeline for a bus depot. Dick and his friend Graham were no exception. In the school holidays, the young lads would cycle down to the Eastern Counties Works at Creamorne Lane in Norwich. If we were lucky, and it was a warm day, there'd be freshly overhauled buses near the entrance. They always had a wonderful smell of fresh paint. Their other favourite haunt was the old Norwich Electric Tramways depot on Ladysmith Road. Eastern Counties used the place to store vehicles, especially those waiting for their final journey to a scrapyard. Dick still sounded enthusiastic all these years on as he told me, sometimes we'd get permission to go inside and take some pictures. If the place was shut, the gaps in the corrugated steel walls of the old building still allowed them to peer in. They spotted some ex-Eastern Counties contractors' buses on Aylsham Road in Norwich, owned and used by Anglian Building Products for staff transport. These were always interesting, as they were generally much older vehicles given an extra lease of life. The two in question were built just after the war. The boys heard there were more buses at the Lenwade factory, which prompted an expedition. We took our cameras, packed lunches, and made the 30-mile round trip on our bikes. Quite an adventure for two 14-year-olds. The trip would have been recorded for posterity. However, Dick's camera decided not to work. On one of his later excursions, Dick headed off to Lowestoft to see what buses he could spot. I can't recall how I got there, but I certainly didn't bike it, he tells me. He jumped on board a 1954 Bristol low-decker. The conductor, Sid Ead, must have noticed Dick's interest in buses and let him ride around all afternoon. One of his old photos is of this bus after his free ride. Life has come full circle because this very bus is now preserved by the Eastern Transport Collection Society, and Dick has spent many hours helping with restoration alongside Sid, the conductor, who was so kind to him all those years ago. In 1971, at 16 years old and about to start work, chronicling bus fleets seemed less important as T-Rex, David Bowie and girls started to distract him. It took a back seat until about 1980, when I guess you could say I was back on board. Through the 80s, one-man operation was being phased in and the old characterful buses began to disappear for a more corporate look. But don't worry, before all that happened, Dick preserved it in a collection of colour slides. 4,000 of them.
Thank you, David. And I'm sure we can all remember things we had a passion for in our teenage years, which were subsequently superseded by other pursuits.